Hey folks, Scott Weingart here, and this is the MCrit Podcast. Did you know that medical error is the third leading cause of death in the United States? Of course you know that. You've heard the statistics. You've been berated with the statistics by all sorts of people, including hospital administrators, patient safety experts. You're killing patients every single day. The only problem with that is I've never been in a situation in a hospital or out where these statistics in any way jibe with my experience. And as someone who does critical care quality assurance, I'd probably be seeing this huge epidemic of errors. And yet I don't. What's going on here? Well, you'll have to wait until after this brief diversion to hear what's going on. The brief diversion is the Reanimate Conference, ED ECMO, ECPR, Cardiac Arrest, San Diego, January 31st to February 1st. Doc tickets are way sold out, like wait list, two screens deep. But we still want to sell the nurses and RT/non-physician tickets. And as a result, I am giving near 50% off for the next couple of days. So if this is of interest to you, and it should be, just go over to reanimateconference.com, use the code MCRITTER, E-M-C-R-I-T-T-E-R, MCRITTER, at reanimateconference.com. Okay, enough of that. Let's get to our guest today, Gerard Giannoli. He is a neuro-otologist, ENT who specializes in inner ear disorders. And yet, he was the person who actually started looking into these medical error statistics that you've been quoted time and time again. And what he found, I found fascinating. Now, I missed this by about 2 years. These articles that I'm going to talk about in this podcast came out in December of 2016. So I hope you don't mind that they're a little bit dated. This is not like fresh, hot out of the press. But it was to me. I hadn't seen these. And when I did, it was eye-opening. And it made sense. Why? I understand that I work in a system where we are so assiduous about finding and taking care of medical errors that when we make a medical error, first of all, it is infrequent, and second of all, it is a big, big deal, and we strive to find out why it happened and how to make sure it never happens again. And the infrequency with which we see these medical errors does not in any way link to what we are being told. Well, hopefully you'll have a bit of the explanation in this podcast today. Let's get right to it. How did you come to make this something you wanted to get involved in or write about? I mean, from looking at your bio, you're a neuroontologist, right?
Right.
You're
right.
Not really the person you generally think of as entering the fray of patient safety.
Well, I guess what happened was I saw the article. Well, I saw the news, you know, gosh, it was all over the news, you know. So I looked at, you know, some of the news reports and I followed. So, well, let me read the original article. And I read the original article and right off from the face, I just knew it was total nonsense. And so that got me thinking about it. And then I wrote up an editorial that just kind of, you know, got passed around. And then I had a few that asked me to write an editorial. So I've actually written a fair number of little editorials about it. And then I decided to delve into it a little bit more. And I did a more detailed critique of it, of the paper that was written by Macri and Daniel. And that was published as well. And I guess, again, it's not really something that's my bailiwick, but it's something that just kind of irked me. It kind of reminded me of the whole breast implant, silicone breast implant hysteria we had back in the 90s that was just ridiculous and based on no science at all and just, you know, a lot of hysteria in the media.
Absolutely. And, you know, the same as you, when I saw these numbers, one third of deaths in the United States caused by medical error, they just scream bullshit. And I just did not see, I mean, I've been involved in a lot of hospitals. I just did not see anything near the level of people we would have to be killing in order to make these numbers a reality. But, you know, your editorial, and then I just got the article you sent me, it kind of explained how something like this could take place. So,
well, the, you know, yeah, the please. interesting, I was going to say, the interesting thing is if you look at the CDC statistics, which, you know, arguably the CDC is the authority on how many hospital deaths are out there, and they've been dropping for decades. And as the last number I got was from 2010, it was 715,000 hospital deaths in America. Well, if that's the case, then 35% of all hospital deaths are due to medical error, according to this article by Macri and Daniel. And that's just nonsense. I mean, you know, you sit through M&M conferences and we go over hospital deaths, and it's just, there's just no way that more than a third are due to medical errors. So just on the face of it, you can look at it nonsense. And then I can share with you some of the details I found out when I actually reviewed what was going on with this paper. The first is the definition they use for the word medical error, which is, and I'm going to quote for you from their article, "Medical error has been defined as an unintended act, either omission or commission, or one that does not achieve its intended outcome, the failure of a planned action to be completed as intended, the use of a wrong plan to achieve an aim, or a deviation from the process of care that may or may not cause harm to the patient." Okay, so the one important phrase in there is an act that does not achieve its intended outcome. Well, excuse me, but that's not an error. There is nothing in medical practice that is 100% successful, and the parts that are not successful does not mean it's an error. It's sort of like saying someone comes into your ER and they're in cardiac arrest and you try to revive them with a code and you're unsuccessful, and that's called a medical error. That's just nonsense.
Okay, you know, the analogy you used in the editorial, I think, was perfect. If someone's in a tree and they're falling out and you run to try to catch them and you don't get there in time, that was not an error.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just total nonsense. And if you use that definition, you could say every death in hospitals in America is a medical error, except for those that are DNRs. And guess what? You know how many DNR deaths there are in America? 70% of hospital deaths are DNRs. So you got 30% that are not. So basically, they're saying everybody except for those that are DNR are medical errors.
Absolutely. Well, why don't we go into that data inconsistency? You actually looked at the studies that went into the Macri and Daniel article and made some of your own conclusions.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, you know, they're extrapolating from these papers. There was the Macri and Daniel paper was not new research. All they did was publish an opinion piece going over four studies that were done, you know, like 15 plus years ago. Okay. So this is no new research. It's not a meta-analysis. These were cherry-picked studies. You know, there is actually several other studies they could have included, but they didn't. They don't explain why they did or did not include these other studies. And one study in particular would give you an extremely low incidence of medical error deaths in America, but they didn't want to include that one for whatever reason. We don't know. But if you look at these four studies and you look at how many actual cases they came across of medical error deaths, according to these four studies, there are only 35 they claim that were due to medical errors. And they use this 35 to extrapolate to a quarter of a million, you know. So I went and looked at the actual studies. I can't find these 35 deaths. All I could find was 14. So right off the bat, you got a huge error in calculating the number of deaths. And I went through and I tried to find 35. I could not find 35. Further, they also talk about category one or category I, deaths that are errors that occurred that may have contributed to or resulted in the patient death. Okay. Now, by using that definition, you could also say they may have, but they may not have. So a fair researcher would have to say one of the possibilities is you got zero deaths, or it could be 14 deaths. So the analysis of the data really depends on your interpretation of what's going on here. And some of these studies that I looked at, if someone had a thrombophlebitis from an IV, which is, in their opinion, a medical error. And then they later died from, you know, cardiac arrest. Well, that was a medical error that contributed to their death.
Wait, are you serious? If someone had thrombophlebitis, they coded that as a medical error.
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
My gosh. It gets worse and worse the more I hear about this. All right. Yeah. Why don't you talk a little bit about the extrapolation error and can we cherry pick geriatric patients and extrapolate them to the population at large?
Exactly. You know, these studies, none of them included anybody under the age of 18, which would certainly skew the data. You know, the example I used is Drew Brees. I'm a Saints fan, and I think Drew Brees is the best football quarterback ever. But he's got the undisputed completion pass record of nearly 70% of his passes that go completed. Okay. However, if you just looked at his Hail Mary passes, it'd be less than 5%. Okay. And basically what these studies did was they looked at, some of them looked exclusively at Medicare patients over the age of 65. These are people that are the Hail Mary medical system situation. So it's sort of like looking at Drew Brees' 5% Hail Mary pass rate and saying, oh, well, this is indicative of his usual performance. So what you're doing is you're extrapolating from a group that's not representative of the American public. So it leads to very erroneous conclusions.
Absolutely. Now, one thing we can say, and every doctor knows this, is that if you wanted to find the cause of death, the death certificate is an absolute representation of that. Would you agree with that statement, Gerard?
No. Yeah, the death certificate is usually filled out by the intern, the one who has the least experience with what's going on with the patient. And in study after study, the number of inaccuracies on death certificates ranges anywhere from 25% to 60%. So, and the point is that you're getting at is these studies were all based on death certificates. And so if you look at those 14 cases we talked about, anywhere from 25 to 60% of them are wrong in their interpretation of why the patient died. And so that's another huge inaccuracy that leads to this being just complete nonsense.
Now, you went in depth and looked at all of the studies out there and got, a more realistic measure of real negligent deaths. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, no, actually, I didn't look at all the studies. And so I cannot tell you what is the instance of medical error that leads to death. And I don't know of any really good study that has done it. It seems to me all the studies have looked at, the researchers have an axe to grind. There was this one particular study of this guy who is he was a NASA scientist, not a medical person, who published one of the studies that the Macri and Daniel guys looked at a lot. And his son had died in hospital and he thought it was due to a medical error, sued over it. His case was thrown out because it was a nonsense claim, but he obviously has an axe to grind and wanted to show that there's a ton of medical error deaths. And that was one of the landmark papers that Macri and Daniel used for their study. And, you know, the thing is, if you look at who's publishing these studies, they have every reason to inflate these numbers because that inflates their importance, improves their chance of getting a grant, allows them to sell books, et cetera. So there's huge bias on the part of the people publishing these studies.
All right. Fair enough. So, you know, you've given us a little bit about speculation about why this, what we think is an exaggeration, is being published throughout the medical literature. Do you think that there is genuinely what is the message we should be taking about patient safety right now in 2018?
Well, you know, I think it's a serious topic that needs serious research and serious discussion. And in my mind, the answer is not what Macri and Daniel proposed. They proposed that we have a spot on the death certificates to include medical error death as one of the causes of death. Well, that's completely erroneous because for decades, every death certificate has included sections to include cause of death and manner of death. Cause of death, meaning the cascade of physiologic things that happens, so why the patient died, but manner of death includes things like homicide, suicide, accident, et cetera. And physicians could always include accident, including medical error on there. So that's something that's always been part of the death certificate. But in my mind, if you really want to know what's going on, why there's someone dies and if it's a medical error and how to prevent it, you need more autopsies. And if you look at the autopsy rate we had in the 1970s, it was roughly half of the hospital, half of the deaths underwent autopsies in the hospitals around America. And for a long time, it used to be a requirement you need to have at least a fourth of your deaths undergo autopsy. Currently, it's less than 5%. The thing is, we have a whole medical specialty who their expertise is figuring out why people died. They're called pathologists. I mean, it's a whole specialty. They're very smart people that can figure this stuff out. The problem is they're not allowed to do it. And the barriers preventing this is number one, a lot of family members don't want an autopsy on the deceased loved one. The other is cost. It's the average cost is around $1,000 for an autopsy. And the question becomes, who's going to pay for it? You know, is it going to be the hospital? It's not something health insurance is going to pay for. Is it going to be the family, et cetera? And so in order for that to happen, we got to make some sort of arrangement for funds to go there. So my argument, instead of sending more money to people to look at death certificates, would be to fund more money for autopsies to figure out why people died. And none of these studies on medical error deaths included any autopsies.
Well, there you go. Can't thank you enough for coming on the show. I think people are going to love this. I think there's going to be a lot of commentary. Well, there you go, folks. What do you think? Have you noticed that you're the third leading cause of death, that you're killing patients left and right? Have you noticed a brazen and uncaring approach towards your patients and the errors you're making on an everyday basis? Do you find these statistics valid? Let me know in the comments. I'm super curious to hear what you think. Scott Weingart for the MCRIT podcast saying bye-bye.